Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob and Scott drink the green and red Chiles Canyon Vineyard Zinfandel from Napa Valley. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, tonight, I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. Johnny Mathis was in town here in Columbus. My mom, O'Day to the moms out there, post-Mother's Day. Shout out to my mom's favorite artist.
Johnny Mathis? What is he, 178?
He's still touring.
I bet. Does he know he's still touring?
Easy.
I mean, seriously.
Easy.
They roll him out there, and, you know, he just kind of grunts, and then he wets himself, and then they roll him back off.
The other point of that song was, we're going to be lonely tonight because we're short one normal participant.
The Triple B is not on tonight.
It is
an irregular midweek episode. I had the stomach flu over the weekend, a very bad bout. Left to my own devices with the three stooges, my boys. Becky had abandoned me and gone off out of state, left me to die alone, shivering.
Unfortunately, you survived.
Puking. I did survive. Oh, I will survive.
Oh, Lord.
She can't kill me that easily, folks. She can't do
it.
I'm too strong. My liver will get me first. So, on tonight's show. We have a wine I'm quite excited about.
I'm excited, too.
So, yeah, Scott knows nothing about it because he can't look it up on his iPad. But
because it won't kick on. I'm a little nervous about that, folks.
Is it charged?
It should have been kicked up by now as long as it's been plugged into the charger. I'm getting nervous.
Yeah, you know, it's all that pornography you look on it. But tonight we have a premium Zin producer. Now, they also do Petit Sirah, they do Sauvignon Blanc. But a Zin-based producer. Small-ass production. 2,000 cases on this one. And this is the winery called Green and Red Winery. Green and Red Vineyard. Yes, Green and Red Vineyard in Napa Valley. Now, the interesting thing, they have single vineyard stuff. Okay, that's basically what it is. And not all of it is wildly expensive. Tonight, we're drinking their Chiles Canyon Vineyards. Not to be confused with Chili's. It's Chiles. C-H-I-L. E-S.
Chilies.
Yeah, baby back ribs. And what they do with this, this is a Napa Valley Appellation. It's from their Chiles Mill Vineyard, their Catcoola Vineyard, and their Tip Top Vineyard. The Chiles Mill Vineyard is only 6.93 acres. The Catcoola is 9.59 acres, and the Tip Top is 15.21 acres. Did you know that?
Tiny.
Yes. Red shirt red shirt soil, veined with green serpentine, our namesake soils, intermixed with sorbate loam. I don't know what red shirt is. I think it's like it's red dirt. Oh, that's right. Yeah, green and red. There you go. With green serpentine. So it has a different soil in their vineyard.
I love raspberry sorbet soil. Raspberry sorbet is one of my favorite desserts.
That has nothing to do with this. And 14 months. In their cave. 70% American oak and 30% French oak barrels. 20%, which is new. Do the math there. Figure that out. 15.1% alcohol for the Steve Gibsons out there. Who is walking once again?
What's that number again?
15.1.
Okay.
That's a Zin. It's a Zin amount.
It's a pretty hefty amount. Mm-hmm. Particularly for Napa, I think.
Yeah. I would agree.
Decent.
I would agree. It's a... Yeah, because Napa's normally somewhere between 14.5... ish.
Yeah.
14 is where we'd normally expect to see that. If you look at a green and red vineyard label, it's interesting in the fact that it has, what would you say that is? Some sort of a ship, like a Greek ship?
Yeah, and there's some type of fish, maybe.
They're fish.
One could be a dolphin.
Could be a dolphin.
I think the ship is in the shape of a fish.
A fish ship.
Yes. If you look, you see the tail of the fish. You do. You see the head of the fish. So I don't know that I would call that Greek. I would call it cartoonistical.
Well, actually, if you actually bother reading, which I just did, it says at the bottom of this page that I had, on our label is the Dionysus cup, an ancient Grecian cup crafted by Excelsius in 530 BC, which depicts Homer's hymn to Dionysus, which is the god of excess.
I think so.
Homer tells a story of pirates cruising along the Aegean who spot a strapping man and decide to take him hostage. This is not going to go well. The helmsman wards them off, but the captain heads out to sea with their captive, Dionysus, the god of wine. Oh, it's the god of wine. Oh, god of excess, yeah. Soon, wine sprang forth, babbling, bubbling over the speedy black ship. It was sweet. It was fragrant. The odor was divine. The sea turned wine red, and vines grew up the mast. Dionysus turned into a lion and attacks the captain. And the other pirates dive over the edge, where they are turned into dolphins.
That's just enthralling. So those are dolphins. Okay, I see it.
That's what you got.
But I don't see a cup there anyway.
Well, I don't know. I didn't see a lion either, but, you know.
Diorama.
What were they going to do with the guy that they had kidnapped? They're Greeks. I know what they were going to do.
They weren't. If they were family members, you'd be more concerned.
I wish I was on that ship.
But you do.
Well, strap me down. That's right. I was Greek in a former life.
Really?
No. Yes, Greek. No. No, I was from Transylvania. I got it confused. I don't know. That's all the same to me. They're all Europeans, right? No.
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 They're not all.
No. You know, one time I was in Russia and they tried to poison me with plutonium. You know how that works?
How does that work?
I don't know. Well, I met the Triple B out at a truck stop, and she gave me something in my drink. And I said, what is this? And so, you know what happened to me? I got sick, and I was dying all day long on a Sunday. And she drove away and left me for... Oh, wait a minute. That's me. I'm
that
sorry.
Is you.
Sup, folks?
That is you. For our listeners, Wilford Wong.
What?
Yes?
He's back.
I am back. Fuck y'all. So, folks, we're going to take a break, but be right back here on the Wine Vault.
Hey, everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn, or Spreaker, or Podbean, or some other app I've never heard of, but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So the green and red... Childs Canyon Vineyard Zinfandel. Now, this wine, as we said, is the Childs Canyon. They also have the Childs Mill. That is actually, right now, you can buy that at $46 of your money on wine.com. The Childs Canyon costs $31. The Tip Top, I have never seen. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I've just never seen it.
I love the name Tip Top for a winery.
Yeah. Never seen that before, ever. I'm assuming it's wildly small production. I'll check here in a second. You can also get the 16 Childs Mill for $39.99. So this one, though, is $31.99. Let me look at that. I'm curious, what is the production on the Tip Top? Let's just see here. They're on the 19. Let's just take a look here. It is... Well, it's about $42 a bottle, 302 cases of the Tip Top. That's why we've never seen it. In Ohio. This is 2,000 cases. The Childs Mill is... It is 913 cases. So the Tip Top is a lot rarer. They also have a Petite Syrah and a Sauvignon Blanc. So this wine, though,
I wonder if you can get your hands on that in the larger markets, like New York City, Chicago.
Oh, it's possible. You could probably also get it direct. I mean, in certain places, that you can get direct for them. So assuming they ship, I assume they have probably just a release like Turley does. I mean, it's, once again, they don't make many things. They make 6 different wines. So, you know, it's not like Turley. How many does Turley make? A lot.
More and more and more. I mean, yeah, they're doing more and more little small amounts of traditional wines, even, let alone their nice little funky blends they do, you know, the little French blend they do, the little,
yeah, the
white, the red blend.
Well, Turley's also contracting with certain vineyards, premium vineyards, and they also have estate stuff. Green and Red is only estate.
Right.
They grow their own. They do it all. Right. So this is an estate grown. So this does have a review, though. And it's from a prestigious wine commentator.
Yes, it is. Yes, this is Wilford. You know, I was the only one to review this wine, strangely enough. Once again, they said, Wilford, will you review the Green and Red? And I said, which one is it? Is it the Tip Top? They said, no, it's the Chili's Canyon. I said, damn it, it's Charles Canyon. I don't want to, everybody's drank that damn, they said, no, Wilford, it'll be an exclusive. I said, I guess I'll do that. So, you know what I did?
Exclusive didn't mean what you thought it was.
No, I went to a Holiday Inn. And it was in Springfield, Missouri. And so it was a room. It was room 207. It's one of those that doesn't have an indoors. It's just opens. It's by the highway. And so that's where I was supposed to taste the Green and Red. So I go in. And there was this guy named Lou. And he had dirty fingernails. He didn't look like a wine sommelier, I'll tell you. And you know what happened?
What happened?
I lost my wallet. I fell asleep after he hit me over the head, and I woke up, and I wasn't able to sit down for 2 days. So it was, once again, very good experience, partly because they couldn't take my kidneys, because they had already taken them that time before when the Czechoslovakian removed them. So, you know, there's always a silver lining to
silver
things.
Silver lining?
A little bit. Yeah. I'm a positive person.
What did you think of the wine?
I didn't taste it there. I tasted it in San Francisco. I found out later that was a scammer.
Well, quite astute observation.
I thought he was a prince in Nigeria. He'd be legitimate, but yeah. I don't know why he would have been in Springfield, Missouri, tasting wines.
Trying to deliver you the Nigerian lottery winnings that they'd been trying to find you.
No, with. No. I go next week to Decatur, Illinois to get that.
Okay.
That's a Red Roof Inn.
Red Roof Inn?
I'm supposed to meet them at 2 a.m. by the Red Roof Inn. Yes.
In room 207?
No, there's no room. I'm supposed to come alone.
Yes.
And then there's this public restroom right there. I'm supposed to go in, sit in the second stall.
Yes.
Tap my foot 3 times.
Little piece of toilet paper under the stall, maybe? No,
I don't know what happens after that.
Okay.
I'm excited, though.
I'll bet you are.
I know. It's $11,000. That was my winnings. Can you believe that?
That's fantastic.
I know. Think of all the things I can buy.
Maybe you can buy your parole officer.
No. I was going to buy a friend. Let's just say that.
Same thing.
Well, anyway, the cost of rubber's going up, so I better buy now. Anyway, I gave this wine 91 of my points. It's nice how you figure out what I said after. Anyway, commentary. The 2018 Green and Red Vineyards Charles Canyon Vineyards Estate. I love that. Green and Red Vineyards Charles Canyon Vineyards Estate Zinfandel is exciting. Or no, enticing and exciting too, I think. And lasting on the palate. Tasting notes. This wine is charming with aromas and flavors of brambleberries, black fruit, and suggestions of oak. Pair it with barbecue baby back ribs, because you're often to do that with an oaky California Zinfandel that costs you $32. You don't want to do that with Bogle Old Vine Zin, because you spend $8.99 for that. No. You use this for that. That's what you do. I like to have the sauce fingers, and I rub it all over my face.
You like sauce fingers,
yes.
Don't you?
Yes, I do.
Can I ask some pointed questions, Wilfred?
What?
Your review doesn't have a lot of content. It makes me want to ask you a really direct question. Did you really drink this wine before writing that review?
Which time?
Any times.
Did I do what?
Drink the wine before you wrote the review.
Where?
Anywhere.
The Bogle? I didn't drink the Bogle.
The Green and Red.
What about it?
Did you actually drink it before you wrote the review?
Of course I did.
sure as hell doesn't sound like.
What are we talking about?
Well, you used three descriptors of berry fruit, which might could be in any Zinfandel in the entire wide world.
That's true. It is.
And then you wrote nothing else other than it has suggestions of oak.
No, I said suggested. Somebody said, I think this tastes like oak. And I went, oh, yeah, that's a suggestion of oak.
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your point?
It's one of your worst reviews ever.
You just figured it out. I didn't drink it, but I stood next to somebody who did.
Okay. That's useful.
Yes. It was Jeb Dunnick.
Oh, he has nice hair.
I went to jail for 3 weeks after that because I'm not allowed to be that close to him.
So. Well, he's a smart man, too.
I know.
Not only does he have nice hair, but he's got good taste and...
And he's never been to Springfield, Missouri either.
So. I'll bet not.
Okay. So, folks, in the glass, it is dark. Looks like a Zin.
We're drinking this in...
Zin glasses.
Riedel Zins?
Yes, yeah. We are. On the nose, it has a Napa Zin nose, which is to say, not overly jazzy. It doesn't smell like port. It doesn't have a port nose. Like an Amador would. It's not all that complex. It's blackberry fruit.
Yeah.
Slightly jammy.
That was my first impression, jammy.
Smells like a young juvenile. That's actually, so when we're thinking
smells
about.
Like a young Turley juvenile.
A Turley comp. This is $31. So comp would be Old Vine. Well, it's cheaper than that. It's actually juvie. So.
But
lowercase production.
I'm a little disappointed with the nose. There's not much there. And
no.
It's a little too jammy, perhaps. I mean, this is a bit young. Would you?
It's 18. Yeah. I mean, that's current vintage. I don't think this stuff is... I mean, you're not necessarily going to... You know, nobody legitimate reviewed it.
Hey!
But...
what are you trying to say?
So I don't have a age... You know, I will give an age bracket to you for you. So you know that, folks.
I mean, in general, a quality... producer of Zin from a astute region, Napa, Sonoma, places that have some chops for producing Zin. 3, 4, 5 years easy, you would expect out of a quality Zin.
Oh, absolutely. Right now, I would say for 18s, 19s, 2028. Some of the Ridge, they're going to 2030.
Yeah.
But Ridge is a higher level.
That's no, it's a not. Little long probably for most Zins, though, I would say.
I don't know. Turleys do that.
Some, but most of them, they don't recommend that long.
Yeah, but you drink them, and you store them properly. They're not bad. After 8 years, I've had eight-year-old Turleys. They're not bad. They do well.
Let's go in.
It just depends on how overstuffed the Zin is. All I know is it doesn't smell like Robert Bialy, and that's good.
Robert Bialy, 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 Bialy. Bialy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Olay, Zin that tastes like a Zin supposed to taste.
It's classic. Zin. This is
a carnival of flavors and spice. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Nothing tastes like this.
It's almost got a the mid palate's almost of a cab with the savory fruit that it's
does,
got.
And then the zingy, explosive spicy finish.
Yep.
I mean ringing like a bell spicy.
I'm going to go back gorgeous. To my criticism of Wilfred Wong. What a shitty review for this wine.
I know. It's so underwhelming. This wine is an absolute revelation.
It's a pleasure.
Oh, my Lord. So, and it keeps on going. Black pepper, cayenne. Oh. Not necessarily the most luxurious drink, but certainly just full of life and vigor. Exciting and fun and not for ribs.
Oh my God.
Not for ribs. Don't drink this with ribs. Just drink it.
So it is a surprisingly balanced fruit. It's got the savory fruit on the mid palate and the berry is not. One of the things I like about this is you can pick the berry elements out, but it's not this berry bomb. It's not this brambly berry bomb.
It, you know what it is? It's a finish that is still going on.
It's long.
It's the longest Zin finish I've ever seen.
I'm not sure about that, but it's long.
You know what I've seen?
What have you seen?
Don't speak for me. No, this is the longest Zin finish.
Okay.
I mean, we've had, you know, Poney-Kanay and things of that nature. I mean, high-end Bordeaux obviously has a longer finish, but this for a Zinfandel, actually, California, the finish on this is perfect. Perfectly long. I almost feel bad that Becky isn't drinking it. There's no way we could coax her down here because she's in the warpath. I'm a bad person. So, which is not completely false, but whatever.
I'll tell you.
Don't.
Blackberry. There's a sweeter fruit there. I'm not sure. You know, with the berry, and it's a sweet berry fruit. Maybe it's just, honestly, I want to say I'm getting like a touch of like ripe strawberry there. It's just a kiss.
You know what this reminds me of? In Columbus, there's in the North Market, there's like a, you know, it's a shitty version of what they have in big cities that is really nice. No offense to the North Market. It's just not, you know, you go to San Francisco, you go to, you know, New York City, you go to big cities. They have markets, indoor markets that are big that sell all sorts of things.
Sell everything.
Yeah. I've been to ones in Spain and, you know, around the world, Taiwan, where it's really, this is like Columbus's version of that. So it's a little,
it's nice.
It's fine. It's not, you know, but if you live in one of those big places, give me a break. Anyway, they have a spice purveyor in there.
Oh, yeah.
And they have bags. I think it's North Market Spice, whatever. And so they have all the different spices.
They do a fantastic job.
Yes.
Sold, by the way.
Oh.
It's second generation ownership.
Inexpensive. All great.
Bringing stuff from around the world.
And this, you're walking through, and just the flavors and the aromas that you experience from all of those different spices. I mean, anything from the cayenne to a smoked paprika to a little turmeric, a little saffron. All those things, those exotic spices are all through the mid palate. And they sprinkle out through the finish and then are followed up by white pepper, black pepper, cayenne pepper. It's all there. You know, it is a firecracker of a wine that just doesn't stop. It's a delight. And it, you know what? It is unique to, and I remember I've had Green and Red years ago. And it was back when Zins were having lean years here and there. So you'd get some insipid stuff. And, you know, just think of this. I mean, there was a time where, you know, the production, the vines weren't as, the money wasn't there to invest and really build these places up. So it sometimes might be a roll of the dice whether or not even a good producer is going to produce a 90-point wine or going to produce an 82-point wine. It's really that was really the way it was. And only in the last, you know, how many years, 15 years or so, have they really evened that out. And there's a lot of suspicious ways that they've done that in some places. But other places, it's just because of investment. Of developing the vineyards, developing their practices, developing, you know, their equipment that they use, all that kind of stuff. Investing in great winemakers. Have you seen sometimes basically this floor for a wine raised up a little bit? So you're not seeing 82. A bad one might be an 87, 88. That's a bad score. All right. I had Green and Red when the floor was lower. Okay.
Gotcha.
And it was insipid. It was overly acidic. But it did show the spices.
Okay.
It's just naked without fruit, it tastes insane. That's what that was. And when I'm talking about like that, I'm talking maybe a 2000 and I don't even know. Maybe even like a late 90s, early 2000s. I'm not sure when they started. But I think we sold at the Andersons some, and that would have been 2000 to 2003, you know, something like that. Normally, back in those days, the safer bets were the Amadors because, you know, you were going to have riper fruit. So,
and I think the original maker who's passed, I think they started in the 90s mm-hmm. with Green and Red. And the oaking on this is spectacularly in balance with the wine. It's the tannins are handled and focused by the oak, but yet the oak, even at this age, is adding those beautiful components of spice
mm-hmm.
that Zins, when they're properly oaked and treated with care, are prone to exhibit that spicy finish.
Mm-hmm.
This has a couple little spicy things going on, like you said. There is that kiss of cayenne, which is easy to kind of overlook, but that black pepper on the finish, it's present, and it kind of lingers. And do you think it kind of transitions into almost like a white pepper?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And mm-hmm. the oak, I would call it, you know, I wouldn't call it this big, huge oak. Just a nice, balanced oak that you know it's there. And it was really well done. I think Becky would love the way this is treated with the oak. And she can be critical about oak, for certain. But I think she would appreciate this one.
The only problem, I think, it does have a little bit of the edge, the oak edge, into the finish a little bit, and I think she might find that objectionable.
She might, but that's where that pepper comes in. She loves that peppery finish.
It's a dichotomy. I don't know either she would like that or she would not.
I wish she was here to try this. I'd be interested to see her take on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's are you getting that sweet berry as well? Just a kiss of that sweet berry?
There's definitely on the front palate. That's what's there, yeah.
Well, I think there's that medium ripe blackberry, but I think there's a kiss of, like, I don't know. I want to call it like a really ripe strawberry, but it's just a kiss of that. And it's differentiated. You can pull that apart from the blackberry.
Mm-hmm.
Savory fruit in the mid palate. I think that's where the kiss of cayenne comes in, just before you get to the end of that mid palate. That's where the cayenne kicks in, and then you go to that oak comes in nice, smooth. What a well integrated wine. Everything is in its right place.
Yeah.
What's your favorite characteristic of this wine?
The finish.
Yeah.
I mean, the white and black pepper layered. I that really, to me, is really where it's at. I like the excitement in the mid palate, though, the spices that kind of flare up. And it just, those Asian and Middle Eastern spices, you don't normally see that often in wine. And so the fact it can do that, and it's all terroir driven. I mean, it's just terroir driven to the moon. And if they backed off the oak just maybe a little bit, that might actually make it a little softer and even more fun. But I like it. I like it.
But, you know, give this 2 years and
give it 2 years.
You're going to be glad they didn't back off the oak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's just going to continue to mellow and.
Yeah, mellowing. And it's not going to lose, I don't think, much length. And you're really going to like this wine probably in 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah. And if it lost a little length to that mid palate and the oak allowing other things to shine through.
Yeah.
You talked about it being terroir driven, and I think that's an example of that, is how it's got this cab like mid palate with some savory fruit elements.
Yep.
I'm wondering if there wouldn't be some level of earthiness that would come out as that oak mellowed a little bit. I would be excited to see what this would be in 3 years.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I know one thing. This is in the repertoire. Why wouldn't you buy this again?
Yeah, I mean, you would. And you wish they had a larger variety, but then again, I mean, if you want to buy everything from the vintage, okay, you bought three wines. Assuming you can find the tip top. So you're like, okay, I'm done. It's cheaper to buy
them. Well, and not only that, but with a wine like this, Why do you need to buy anything else from them? I mean, don't get me wrong. Oh, it makes me want to try their other stuff.
Yeah, but the Chili's, the Child's Val, or was it?
Canyon.
No, this is the Child's Canyon.
Yeah.
Child's Mill.
Yeah, that's the priciest one.
Yeah, I'm sure it's really, really good. But, I mean, really good in what way?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is from the same area. So.
And we have had examples where, you know, premium producer, where we like some of their low levels better than the upper levels.
True.
We've had that experience. And this is just really good.
Yeah, I mean, like Turley with Juvenile versus Hain. Juvenile is such much better wine than Hain.
Oh, God, you're such a moron. You're so insulting to everything that is Turley.
So, folks, we're going to take a break. Well, Scott processes the truth. And we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So in tonight's potpourri, Scott and I are going to compose a list of our 10 greatest Zinfandels, not named Turley.
God, that sucks ass. All right, I'll go first. No particular order. Let's just throw them out. Let's just, you know, brainstorm it. And you know which one I'm going to start with. The Baron. Baron.
No.
Yes, I am. No, Copper Yes, I am.
Also, not Copper Cane Wine Company. Baron is not allowed. Sorry. It has to be good wines now, not historically. Still good wines, not when something did, you had 10 years ago.
When did you have a Baron wine that wasn't good?
On the show recently.
Mm.
That sucked. No, Baron is excluded. It does
I'm
not
still, I don't care.
But it's not.
That's my choice.
I booted it.
Well, you booted
it. Vetoed it.
It was fantastic. We loved it.
Two vintages years ago in antiquity. They don't make that anymore.
You said ever. Of all time, you said.
Okay.
You said of all time. No, you didn't say currently. Didn't say currently. You're changing the deal.
Would you like me to start this again?
No. No, don't do it. Don't be a baby.
You can accept it.
Don't be a baby.
You don't have to like it. Just accept it.
No wonder Becky's not
You have
show
to
tonight.
Buy it today. Be able oh, to God. Buy today. So,
such a baby.
The 10 greatest wines that are Zinfandel that are not named Turley or Copper Cane that you can buy today.
So not of all time, just now.
Yes, because what do people care about all time? They want to know now. What
they
want
to know our wine experience. They want to share in our wine experience.
They know you've been here. So, okay, let's go, Scott. Number one. You can buy today. You don't even know this stuff. So that's the sad thing. I'll go. I'm going to start off with the Ridge Three Valleys. Now, it's not 100% Zin, but it's enough Zin. The Ridge Three Valleys, and I would say that over the other ones, even though they're great. The Pagani.
Yeah.
I mean, the Geyserville and the Litton. The Geyserville gets really expensive. It's over $50 now.
Mm-hmm.
But the Three Valleys is a really good value. East Bench is also a good value, but Three Valleys, we've had on the show. We know it. It's amazing. Buy the Three Valleys for Ridge. It's on there. What do you think, Scott?
It's it's hard to. So classics. There's two. I'm gonna list two that are classics for us. One Rebecca loves. The other's not enamored of it. But we both love Segesio.
Segesio is a solid wine.
And Dry Creek Vineyards
is a solid Zinfandel.
In year in year out, yes. Mm-hmm. Just like Zins in general, there were some glory years.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had any Dry Creek that's less than great?
No. And I've never had Segesio that wasn't very good, too.
I mean, I think there was... What vintage was it that it just wasn't quite as good? Maybe the 18? Maybe it was the 17. There was one year which it just was noticeably, like comparing the two wines, mm-hmm. that year we said guess it was not as good. And we weren't going to give up on it, but it was like,
I think you're confusing that with Klein.
No.
I never said that about Segesio. I think that as time's gone on, they haven't had as many wow vintages, but they've had really good, solid vintages. So there's that.
It's never been not good.
It's a good, good wine, solid wine. So there's three. Or is that four? Three.
Historically, we always like Rancho Zumbaco, but it's been so
too long.
Just haven't had one.
No, we don't see it much in our market.
I keep looking at it. I'm getting it at wine.com, and I just haven't.
I'll tell you one. It's going to be a little bit of a surprise, but you can buy it very, 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 very cheap. It's as cheap as you get. The Bogle Old Vines Inn for a bargain basement Tuesday night with ribs wine as a Zinn. It's pretty good.
Double secret note behind the scenes in the wine vault off air. We didn't talk about pairing this with ribs.
No, never.
Wilfred's wrong.
This is not ribs. By the way, green and red. The next one. This wine. On the list. I mean, without a doubt. Where are we? Five? There's five. It's going to get harder as we go along because there's no Turley allowed. Why'd I do that? But that's okay.
You did it.
I did do that. I've not had Martinelli to say. So I can't say Martinelli. I can't say Limerick. I've never had Limerick. Or no, have I? No, I haven't. I know what I can say, but
what
I won't.
What can you say?
Robert Bialy. Fuck that. A good one is Martinelli. Or Marietta. Marietta.
Yeah. Marietta.
Martinelli is very good. I've not had Martinelli in a long time to say. But Marietta is good. Mm-hmm. Although the problem with Martinelli for me and Limerick and all those, the Russian rivers get a little drippy, just like Amador for you.
I love the Russian rivers, but it's got to be a good producer, right? Yeah. But you're not going to have a bad Zin producer from Russian River, but what's the Martinelli I have in my? It's the Giuseppe.
It's a $60 one.
Giorgetti and Giuseppe. Gina and Giuseppe.
Take the paint off the walls one. Yeah,
that's gonna be held back for a proper amount of time. I think I'm about 2 years in on it.
Mm-hmm. I have another one, St. Francis Old Vines Inn.
Well, St. Francis, how about the Reserve? Had that Saturday at Ocean Prime. By the way.
Yeah.
They did a little different spin on the Carpaccio, but they did the quail egg, but they didn't do it tableside. They had, I want to say it was like cinnamon in there.
Carpaccio
tartare.
Yeah.
But they didn't do a tableside, but it was just a spectacular. I think there's something about doing it tableside, though. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But folks, if you've got an Ocean Prime in your market, you know, we definitely are fans of the Cameron Mitchell family of restaurants. Ocean Prime was phenomenal. The service, the knowledge of the menu, and that St. Francis was a nice pour, and it was 12 a glass, which for what it is,
you mean,
restaurant price?
You mean their Old Vines Inn?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's about right.
Mm-hmm. Restaurant price? That's a good price.
That's
for
a very solid price. It's a good wine. It's a good wine.
Yeah, so that's up there. Mm-hmm. You can still find, at least in our market, an homage to our second favorite producer, Ravenswood. You can still find vineyard specific, the Barricia.
And they would be on there if they were still in operation, but they're really not.
You can still get the Barricia.
You can still buy stuff out there. But yeah, if you could still, if they were still out there and still producing, yeah, I would agree with you on the Ravenswood, or because, you know, the Brescia, the Dickerson.
Oh, the Dickerson was great too.
What's the other one? There's several of them. Dickerson. There's
they have
Tedeschi.
Tedeschi is the other one.
Those are all really good wines.
Who else has a Tedeschi designation? Segaccio has a Tedeschi, don't they?
No, but somebody else does. Segaccio has Rock Pile. Rock Piles are always good designations. Those are good vineyards. That's a good vineyard. Rock Pile, they have Old Vine. They have, what is that? I don't have very good memory. They don't have Tedeschi, though. We will look up what they have because we have internet.
We got the Googles. Frank's Block. Yeah, Ravenswood's still on the market, Tedeschi.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they're just old stock. I mean, who knows? Yeah, they have, Segaccio has the Sonoma Cortina Zinfandel. That's from Dry Creek. Old Vine. And they have the Chardonnay, but they have other ones too. Let's just say, I know Rock Piles are the show out of stock. What do we have? Ah, Old Vine, Chardonnay. I'm not sure why you'd buy a Chardonnay. Here's the Rock Pile. Rock Piles always get 94s and above. Cortina gets a 93.
Excuse me.
Oh, they have a Pinot Grigio. Oh, they used to make a Chianti Station back in 1987, Segaccio did. I don't want that.
And the budget of budgets, you mentioned Bogle, but realistically, the Klein, really, the Old Vine and the Ancient Vine, although Rebecca hates the Ancient Vine just because of the designation. It's hard to go wrong with it.
It's not
great, but for the price,
I'm kinda,
and for our listeners,
I am
your
torn.
Criteria of, can you get it today? And you're not going to history. It doesn't matter that Brown was great 10 years ago. It sucks now. We had one bad ball.
Did you just say what? Suck what?
It sucks right now.
Well, it does suck. And
we had one bad ball. And it wasn't bad. It was just
sucked.
It was disappointing.
It was sucked.
No, it didn't.
Oh, yeah.
It was just disappointing.
It sucked. It sucked. But, yeah. Oh,
we're missing some stuff here.
Well, we always miss stuff. We're not very bright.
Well,
you know, I believe that sometimes wine.com does have the tip top. Sometimes they do have this Petite Syrah.
Just because they're showing old prices doesn't mean that they had it.
Well, I don't know, but it doesn't hurt. I'll just believe it that way.
Yeah. Well,
but, I don't know. Those are some though that we're thinking of, folks. I mean, you can think you. I think you probably know where our minds are, but I would put the green and red definitely on that list of the ones that would be a go-to without a doubt. Some ones that I wouldn't put there, partly because we've had dodgy paths. Dash. We need to have Dash on the show to see, but I've never been a huge fan of the intro Dash. The Todd Vineyard, and there's some other ones that are good, but I've never really embraced those. And we're talking Zin centric producers too. I mean, like Frog's Leap makes a good Zin, but you know, Chateau Montelena makes a good Zin, but those are cab producers.
I haven't had any of those.
Yeah.
As much as I love Frog's Leap, I love the cool area and the wine, you know, the producer.
Cool Vera is one that we should do because it's Dry Creek and we like Dry Creek.
Love Dry Creek.
But we haven't done that one.
Love Sonoma.
Marietta, we mentioned them. We like them.
Oh my God.
Although I just recently had the Old Vine blend again, it just didn't. I'm fine.
Well, I think we both like the Cristo more.
Cristo, it's hard to like anything else once you've drank Cristo.
And then I want to go up the food chain too.
To what?
To up the Marietta food chain. I mean, they're just like everybody else. You can spend as much as you want.
Oh no,
to a certain level.
I would definitely, because I had the Arme Cabernet. I like that a lot. I liked it a hell of a lot.
Mm.
But yeah, their Ghost Block and their Game Trail Cabernets. Oh, yeah, I would. Their Ghost Block Syrahs, their Ghost, you know, their with Angeli Zin looks very enticing. But yeah, the Game Trail, I bet, from Yorkville Highlands is probably a really good cab because that Arme at $27.99, it's a tasty cab. It's really well done. It's good wine. Michael Pozzone, not on our list. It's not a bad wine, not a great wine. But also, he makes a lot of different things. Anything else you can think of? I mean, there's a bunch out there. Four Bikers. Is that what it was? Four Bikers? What was that stuff? It wasn't any good.
I think it's, if you're going to call out people that want to spend some money on a go-to thing. And you've eliminated Turley from the process.
I have.
Unfairly. Unfairly.
Well, you can whine all day long.
No.
You want some cheese?
Turleys listen to us sometimes.
Well, I know they do.
Yeah.
I know.
And you're excluding them.
They're trying to figure out where you
are. I don't like it.
Well, that's right.
That's a hard no on my part.
No, it's just not fair.
It's a hard no on my part.
You would name 10 Turleys.
Well, it would just, let's just be more general than that. Anything from the mountains. We love Howl Mountain. We love to go to Howl Mountain. Then from there, I mean, that's our biggest agreed on point, you know, about the Turleys. From there, we kind of have differing opinions. Really, the three of us. You know, Becky with her love for the old vine. You and I, different times, care for the juvie.
We prefer the juvie often.
Not always, but, and then, you know.
With a couple years of age, we do.
Besmirching.
Hane?
Of Hane.
Oh, God.
Bad man. When was the last time you had one?
I don't know.
Never.
Why would I bother?
Well, because it's the best in the Turley.
I'd rather drink RC Cola.
Dick.
I'd rather drink an old Tab.
Christina, he hates you.
No, he's first of all, man. Larry does that one. She does all the, you know, the Cinsault and the Cabernet and the Sauvignon Blanc and all that stuff.
She's responsible for everything now.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
I think
Whitney's doing some of that stuff.
That Whitney was not bad.
Oh, no, the Whitney was great.
The Whitney was great.
It's just the daughter.
No, back to the point. So, since we're...
That Whitney was really good.
Somebody's... Dick. Excluding Turley. You're going to spend a little more money on a Zin... I think you just can't go wrong with Ridge. You just can't.
No, you can't go wrong with Ridge.
You just can't.
And the bottles are gorgeous.
It's just, you know, how much do you want to spend?
Sure.
You know, Ridge has some, for them, entry price stuff. And I think it's fairly approachable across the country. You can find it in your finer wine shops.
You can. But yeah, the intro is the Three Valleys and then the East Bench. And those are like 30.
Yeah.
It's the same as Green and Red. Their entry level is the same. It's just Ridge has a wider portfolio. They also have a really great cab.
I think a little bigger case production on the individual.
No, they are. Yeah,
wines that you can get from.
They're also Dry Creek centric. I don't think that they have any Napa at all. They don't. Nope. Not a drop. They do have Alexander Valley.
Yeah,
but they don't. I don't believe they have any Napa. So. It's all up through there. And like, Geyserville is all in Alexander Valley, pretty much. So it's Linton Springs. Three Valleys is Sonoma. Well, Dry Creek. All that stuff is Sonoma. Yeah. But, and Pagani, I mean, yeah, so that's all Dry Creek. And then they have some small, well, let me slow down because they.
I think they've got some
I don't
smaller
think they do.
Productions outside of Sonoma.
Well, outside of Sonoma, yes. But, well, I don't know that, though. I don't know. I have one of their smaller productions back there. I'll have to take a look. I currently have 13 bottles of Ridge. So I'm very happy about that. I sneak one in here and there. I just welcomed another Paso Robles. Oh, see, they have Paso.
Don't you feel slightly guilty for cheating on Turley, though?
I just bought 7 bottles of Turley, too. So, yeah. I mean, you know, yeah. I don't feel too bad for Turley. They're doing all right by me.
They're doing all right by me.
Yeah.
They're doing all right by me, sir.
Well, you're ridiculous. 6 bottles, 2 Sauvignon Blancs, another Juvie, and 3 Cinsos.
Do you want to know something sad? And that verifies my family's love of a specific varietal of Turley?
What's that?
I missed my Turley email while I was on vacation and didn't get to it till I got back.
I got something on Blanc you didn't.
Princess, she said that's the best bottle of white wine she's ever had.
I've got 4 bottles of Sauvignon Blanc.
Did you get 4? Yeah. It's so good. Yeah. I disagree with her because I like the white coat, of course.
Yeah, the white coat's better.
It's just a, you know, it's different.
Yeah, one's very good. The other one is an elite white wine.
Okay, but Sauvignon Blanc is classic.
Yeah,
and it is.
But it's Sauvignon Blanc.
But, so, yes, the price.
The
point,
other one is a very good emulation of a Chateauneuf du Pape Blanc.
It's freaking amazing. But, so, price point aside, have you ever had a better Sauvignon Blanc than the Turley? It's better than the Love Block.
That Joel Gott was pretty good.
I don't think it was as good as the Turley.
No, that's... It's actually...
Joel Gott was pretty... It really was.
Amusingly said, the Joel Gott was really good.
It really was good. Yeah, so those... I think we went over 10 Zins, but whatever.
Well, yeah, we did. That's okay. We always do that. Anyway, folks.
Would we pair any of those with... Yeah, you did say we would pair some... The Bogle, you said, with the barbecue ribs.
Yes, we would do that.
Klein.
Klein, you could. Yeah, no, I wouldn't get the Lodi. I'm not a big fan. You like Lodi sometimes, but it's been a, it was a dud this last vintage. So,
well,
dud.
The Lodi that I particularly cared for was when we were doing the Ravenswood Designate. And what we liked about that, it was so beastly and burly. But now they're making Lodi. They're just cranking the different wines from Lodi, and it's just
and
like,
Lodi ain't that big.
I don't touch it.
No,
I don't.
This is a Lodi Designate. No,
good, good for you.
Yes,
I just and cabs, man, cabs.
No, I've never had a good Lodi Cabernet. It's not that big. Lodi is not that big.
Well,
no. So, folks, we're going to take a break, but we will be right back here on the Wine Vault. So, the Green and Red Vineyards, Chiles Canyon Vineyards, Estate Zinfandel from Napa Valley. Scott.
Let's mix this up.
Huh?
The Triple B's not here.
Is not. No, she's not.
Let's mix up the order.
Okay.
I've got my score.
You
want to
go first, then?
You go
first. Oh, you want me to go first?
You go first.
All right. Let me have one more sip here to gather my thoughts.
It's just... We both were blown away by what this was on our palate with that first taste, and it hasn't disappointed. Sometimes things even off or they change a little bit.
No, still there.
It's not, fantastic.
It's 92 of my points.
Right on.
It has size. It has panache. It is complex as the day is long. Is 92 light? I don't know. There might be somebody that likes it even more than a 92. For me, I think that it has a little bit of ageability potential for a Zinfandel. It's their lower end stuff, so is it collectible? Nah, but it's somewhat special. 2,000 cases made, but in reality, the complexity and the length of this wine make it a slam dunk for me. It's a home run. Bravo, tip of the cap, the Green and Red Vineyards.
I also like it for a 92 light. You know, it's probably 90 to 92 if I'm going to be completely honest, but I'm like a 91.8, so it's 92 light. It's 92 for me. But
I'd go 91 or 93.
Here's my thing about this wine. It hits every box on exactly what you know it is and what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Not just Zin, but Napa Zin.
Oh, absolutely.
A little bigger bodied.
And it's also more of an eclectic area, so it's showing the terroir that's unique to these vineyards.
It's got some qualities that take you somewhere else. It's got those cab-like qualities, as I call them, that medium to savory type fruit. We didn't really describe that as much. And that the one thing that's kind of changed for me on that, at first I thought more currant than cassis, and then now I think it's a little more balanced between those two things.
Yeah.
But... I think it does have some time in the bottle, and I think it has the ability to get better with age. Mm-hmm. The oaking is superior on this. It just adds so much to the wine. I think you can pull out a little pepper just from a Zin, regardless of the way it's oaked, but to go from cayenne to medium black pepper to finish with white pepper, along with a lengthy finish, it's just really well done. And I'm excited about having this in the future. It's hard to say that a $31 Zin is a value, but I'm going to say it.
No, it's a value.
$31, this is really, really, really good.
Oh, no, it's a very good value at $31. It's a value. If you paid $50, you would not be a disappointed person.
What is the number? It's over 50. It's this tastes like an over $50 bottle of wine to me.
It does. It tastes like a Napa over 50. Now, some of those get turned into a hedonistic.
Yeah, it gets stupid.
It's dick measuring at a certain point. But yeah,
you know, not so much with the Zins.
I don't know.
But yeah, I think Zin. One thing about Zins, you know, just because it's from Napa, it's like it's Napa. It's Napa. It's Napa. It's Napa. I don't think that holds as much water with Zins, but you know, you can pay 50, 60, 70 bucks for a Zin easy retail.
You can.
This taste of that.
Oh yeah, it does.
It's
not like some of the big. We'll go to Turley's, for instance. It like a really great Pacenti. That is almost like a full symphony orchestra. That is just playing the biggest melodic, beautiful, you know, symphony you've ever heard. Now, Uberuth can also do the same thing, although Uberuth is a little more hedonistic. Now, this is a little bit more like a very beautiful string quartet that's doing a beautiful job. Hain is like a hobo with a banjo that's farting as his bass line.
He's just trying to draw me in.
That's the Hain, but that's okay. You know, he puts his hand under his armpit and, you know, does the
Turley. You can cut him off from the mailing list.
And then
oh, you wanted
he has a big
10 old vine. You get one, sir.
He has a big finish.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He
that
drops his
cord.
Pants and does a helicopter dick. So that's the Hain. That's the Hain. Yeah, so you know,
Jesus. Wilfred. The truth is, it's not.
It's
Wilfred.
It's a long joke. You got to wait for it to hit, and when it does, it comes like the thunder. Speaking of that,
so the distance between Wilfred Wong,
yes,
and Rob the Wine Guy in his mind,
what?
Is narrowing every day.
That's right, Scott. Did you know there's a show in Las Vegas? I believe it's at the Excalibur. It's where you stay often when you go there. I know that. And it's called The Thunder Down Under. Have you seen that show? I know you've seen that show. I saw you there. It's funny. It's about Australia, I think, right? In storms? What's it about, Scott?
In storms?
Storms, yes. There was a guy named Storm. Yes, and they dance. It's like a musical, kind of, yes. Less clothing. I like that. It's fantastic.
Well, some musicals have more clothing. Some have less.
That's right. That's right. What ones do you like that they take their clothes off? I thought it was weird when you said you liked the one with all the puppets that are naked. And I was like, why? I didn't know what that meant. We always have awkward conversations, you
know,
because you are inappropriate most generally.
I'm inappropriate?
And you ask me loaded questions like, do you like to watch naked puppets? And I was like, what? And I don't know, what? And then you're like, do you like movies about gladiators? And I went, I like the movie Gladiator. And oh, and then you're like, do you like wrestling with full-grown men? And I was like, wrestle? I mean, I've been attacked by full-grown men. I wouldn't call it wrestling. That'd be more mutual combat. It's never really worked out that way for me.
You've been attacked by full-grown short people.
Yeah, I didn't say they were tall, but they were as tall as they can be, Scott. Let's not judge people. It's not their fault.
No, I'm not judging anybody but you. So.
Well, it wasn't a competition. I'm not a fighter.
So what's your favorite New York City Broadway show? Would it be A, The Lion King? B, Puppetry of the Penis?
Oh!
Or C, Wicked?
You know what I prefer?
What do you prefer?
In the subway, there's that guy that sings the song about Hayne Vineyard Zinfandel. I think he's really great, too.
That's Rob the Wine Guy.
But nevertheless, I think it's great.
So, 292's Hall of Fame for the green and red 92 vineyard.
Light.
It's 292. There's
no, 91.8.
Yeah, whatever.
There's no such thing as 92 light. That's what you said, sir.
I didn't say 92 light.
You said 92 light.
I said maybe my 92 is light.
Oh, Jesus.
That's why I said a 91 and 93. Mm. By the way, drinking when...
You said 91 and 93 because I said 90 to 92. You didn't say 91 and 93 until I said that.
Maybe my 92 is light.
Okay.
And I would put a drinking window of 2024 to 2028.
I do think that this has the potential to show something different and better and improve with a little bit of age. Is it 2 years? Is it four? Is it five? But the structure of this wine lends itself to is that oaking smooths out just a little bit. I think it would expose even more of the terroir.
We want that terroir exposed. I get what you're putting down.
Of putting you down, sir.
No, I won't go. They tried to take me to the vet once and I wouldn't go with them. I was like, I'm not stupid. They said, Wilford, this is for animals. I said, no, you're trying to put me down. I mean, I'm 98 years old, but I was like, I won't go. They said, no, Wilford, we're just going to take our dog to no, I won't go. I'm smart. They're not gonna fool me with that shit. I got my head on a swivel.
Yeah, you and the Southern man in the Supreme Court, really smart.
Well, I agree with the Supreme Court, Judge Alito, or what the hell is that son of a bitch's name?
Alito.
Alito, yes.
Alitoist.
What did he write? I don't know. I don't.
Well, allegedly he wrote.
See, the problem is I would read what he wrote, but I, as a Southern man, can't fucking read. So I think I'll just go back to Arkansas, which... You know, I had a debate with some people I know.
About the Ozarks?
No, a discussion, more or less, about what the fuck is all about Arkansas. You know, I found out some facts.
What'd you find out about some facts about
Did
Arkansas?
You know in Arkansas is the largest Walmart in the world?
Well, that's the Walmart historically began.
Yes.
Sam started in Arkansas.
If you look up Arkansas, it says what it... Arkansas is known for. Do you know what it's known for?
Walmart.
Aside from the Walmart, it's lakes, streams, and storms.
Okay.
Right. They dare not put down the hillbillies with humps on their backs that are going to find you and fuck you. So, you know, they didn't want to. That did not make it on a brochure.
They tend to not advertise the extreme racism and poverty either, you know.
Well, I mean, you know why they don't want to, they don't want too many people to move there. If they wrote that,
no danger of that,
there wouldn't be anybody left in Texas. So
I'm
just saying.
Ow.
Like racism, I love that. Where would people, where would, they can't handle the population of Florida. Where DeSantis would move there, him and his stupid fat face. He's going to be like Trump. You know that? He needs to get a lot older. And he needs to sexually harass a lot more women. Or maybe he is. He's just smarter about it. Him and Getz. Getz is still not in prison. It's shocking to me since his friend had turned the tables and testified against him.
Well, I'm not sure that story's over yet.
Well, I know it's taken a long time to tell.
Well,
he just, you know. Matt Getz. You know, he looks like his hair is slicked up a little bit too much, maybe with some sort of product that is illegal.
Those got boys and girls tend to get out of trouble now, don't they?
What? Boys and girls? What are you talking about? I missed that.
Gop?
GOP.
G-O-P.
G-O-P. Oh, good. The grand old party. Yes.
They tend to get out of trouble.
The party of Ronald Reagan. That's right.
I think that's long gone away.
Now it's Donald Trump. Did you know, Scott, he's going to make America great again? For Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and just us, and Southern Man, we're going to bid you adieu and see you next time here on The Wine Vault. Good night.